The Lord Jesus, having joined the two disciples on their way to Emmaus, and having listened to their laments about the things that had been happening in Jerusalem during that first Easter weekend, finally, and seemingly somewhat exasperated, exclaimed, "You foolish men." Of course, this response implies that both disciples were men. But here we encounter the problem of the translation of original texts into English. A more correct translation would be, "Oh, how foolish you are, so slow to believe all that the prophet said." While it may seem that such a translation doesn't make much of a difference, it does open the possibility that the person with Cleopas was a woman. And given the cultural mores of the time, in such a situation, she could have only been his wife. Another interesting thought is this. St. John, in his Gospel, tells us that when the soldiers had crucified Jesus, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. Today, biblical scholars suggest that Clopas is probably the same person as Cleopas mentioned by St. Luke in today's Gospel passage. But not only that, an early Christian tradition holds that Clopas or Cleopas was the brother of St. Joseph. As we know, in the ancient world, terms denoting family relationships were fairly fluid. So the one described as the Blessed Virgin's sister was in fact her sister-in-law. So Cleopas and Mary were real people with a real family connection with Jesus. On the road to Emmaus, we have a married couple, possibly the uncle and aunt of Jesus, devastated by tragedy, robbed of hope, making their way down a lonely, hard and cruel road. How often married couples and the wider family circle must travel this same road, burdened by some family tragedy, such as the death of a younger family member. While it is always difficult to find words of consolation for those who walk such a road, we should note that though Cleopas and his wife Mary walked with their faces downcast, they did not walk alone. Cleopas and Mary walked away not only from Jerusalem, but also from the community which Jesus had established. They had lost all hope. As they said, "Our own hope had been that he would be the one to set Israel free." They had given up. Their expectations had been shattered. Once full of hope, they were now utterly disillusioned. The reaction of Cleopas and Mary to the events in Jerusalem should surely cause us to reflect on the numbers that have hemorrhaged from the church in the last generation. For one reason or another, both young and not so young have become disillusioned. Some scandalized by the sexual abuse scandals and the subsequent cover-ups by church authorities. Others filled with anger or frustration or misunderstandings concerning the role of women in the church. Some in rejection of religious rigidity of a previous time, while others react to the unattractiveness of hollow and superficial religiosity. Or perhaps it may simply be the conviction that science has robbed Christian faith of plausibility. Many look at the church, look at us, and walk away. We cannot judge them. We should not be angry with them. and we certainly cannot condemn them. But we can do what Jesus did. That Easter morning, as Cleopas and Mary abandoned Jerusalem and walked away in despair, Jesus walked with them. He asked, "What matters are you discussing as you walk along?" And he listened. He listened without being defensive, without debating. And even more extraordinarily, he walked with them as they walked away from his community of disciples. It is especially painful for parents when young people reject the faith which they hold dear, and painful beyond endurance to listen as they share with youthful conviction ideas and beliefs which are contrary to the faith. But they will only return when they can do so freely, and not because they are told to do so. The poet T.S. Eliot observed, "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know it for the first time." When Jesus did speak to Cleopas and Mary, he began, "Oh, how foolish you are." Calling people foolish would seem not to be the best way to begin a friendly conversation. But foolish is used here not to mean stupid, but blind. Blindness is something Jesus often refers to. Bright people, as we all know, can be blind. As Jesus explained the scriptures to Cleopas and Mary, their hearts burnt within them, but they still did not recognize him. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him not by what he said, but by what he did. He took the bread and said the blessing. Then he broke it and handed it to them. In the reading of the scriptures and the sharing in the Eucharist, we encounter the risen Lord. In the Mass, we are freed to embrace the Church, in spite of its human failures and scandals, just as Jesus does. What matters beyond all else is the gift given in the broken bread. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. With you at my right hand, I shall stand firm. Amen.